Shalom, this is Billy Brim. So good to hear you this morning. Early on, Maine and Oregon signed on at the same time, and I thought, this is so great that we have the far northwest and the far northeast, and we're on here praying together. Danbury, Connecticut, I'm so glad you signed on there at the end. I didn't have Connecticut yet, and it always thrills me when we have our the northeastern states, our original colonies. Some of them I miss this morning, but when I go to noon prayer, sometimes I just miss, you know, hearing something. But I didn't hear Delaware, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. You know, South Carolina, I didn't hear you. I think we never missed South Carolina, but I'm wondering if you got snowed in there. Of course, I was thinking about you all who got that heavy snow that was predicted for here, but we missed it. And just trusting the Lord for all of you in our weather conditions. This morning, I am going to leave the call at 8:25 because I have a call from a conference call that I'm supposed to be on. They just called it last night, so I don't know if it's something urgent or not, but it's one of those White House calls. So if I knew it already, you all could be praying on it. And if it's often something they want us to pray about or contact our people who we know. And so if you watch at noon today on our noon prayer, I'll say whatever it is. But of course, this morning, there's been a terrorist attack in Strasbourg, Austria, and it fits the model of a criminal terror nexus in Europe. On Tuesday night, a man shot into a crowd in central Strasbourg. 3 were killed and 12 injured in the attack that took place next to a Christmas market. And again, the perpetrator, who they think acted alone, was on their he's on their terrorist list. And again, this has happened over and over in France and Germany that somebody on a terrorist list then perpetrates an attack. So we want to be thinking about them. Every evidence is that it was an Islamic attack, and so we pray for them. I want to talk this morning, too, about this is our Israel prayer call. And I was 19 days in Israel with the Hagey Ministry, CUFI. And while we were there, we spoke to a man who is very, very recognized in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. He spoke with us. He actually wrote a manual that that they all read when they come in. And in private conversation, he said to the leaders, actually there were just 3 or 4 women of us there, but Cheryl Morrison and myself, that Israel is not prepared for a war, that their army, that their IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, is not in the shape for a war, and that Iran is trying to get Israel into a war on 2 fronts, Gaza in the south, and you know what's been going on there. While we were there, even they had all those raids that came in, all those missiles that were fired. Over 500 missiles were fired into Israel while we were there. Even one got fired into the United States, we'd be at war. But there, they didn't, they backed off from it. And it was not popular. It was not popular with the people, especially the people who lived down at Gaza. But now there's something going on in the north, and the IDF has called it Operation Northern Shield. It is an operation where they are going, they have discovered that there are tunnels from Hezbollah. Hezbollah, of course, is the Iranian army that is so well sucked in. It's a terrorist group, but it's a well-organized army, and it's so well sucked in southern Lebanon. Every time I take a group there, we go to a place called Misgavam, where we look just over a fence into houses with no windows because they are launching pads for the large, huge cache of Iranian weapons that Hezbollah has. Well, the IDF began something called Operation Northern Shield, where they are discovering and disengaging tunnels that were dug to lead into Israel. There is a man, a leader from Italy in Israel today, and he said those tunnels were not built for shoppers to come into Israel. They're built for something else. Now, today, in the Jerusalem Post, after we had already heard our Israeli military man friend, IDF Ombudsman Major General Yitzhak Brick harshly criticized the decision-making process of the IDF General Staff as well as the situation in the ground forces on Wednesday as the public spat between him and Israel's military continues. Quote, "The IDF is undergoing a process of deterioration that has reached its peak in recent years," warned Brick. He noted that over the course of his decade in office, he spoke with tens of thousands of soldiers and commandments, and that the military has issues. That's what our friend said. Actually, the thing that happened, that started off Gaza shooting the missiles into Israel, seemed to be a mistake that was made in an underground secret attack that Israel was going into, maybe to get some information in Gaza. I don't know. I don't want to tell you some specific things that our friend told us, but it had to do even with, I don't think I'd better go that far, but laxity. And so we will keep Israel's safety, their IDF, the state of things on the northern and the southern border, we will keep that in our prayers. Now this morning, however, what seems to be uppermost in my prayer journal, prayer emphasis, is concerning the leaders, President Donald John Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. There's a terrible spirit of division and hatred. I'm sure demonic, I'm sure satanic, from Satan himself. He's not omnipresent, and he hasn't messed with most of us on this telephone call. Unless President Trump is calling in, he can't be every place at one time like God can. Of course, there are demons everywhere, lower class demons. But Satan himself, he busies himself with leaders. I think that's why God told us, pray first of all for those in authority. For with that place of authority comes a bullseye. And right now in this nation, that bullseye is on our president. That bullseye is on Benjamin Netanyahu. And both of them are facing in their own countries legal issues. I don't understand everything about the one against Benjamin Netanyahu, but it keeps a leader from giving his attention, total attention like he should, to these horrible problems. I was watching Pat Robertson. As you all know, I watch Pat Robertson for news because I don't always agree with Pat Robertson, but I pray for him. I pray God will keep him because we get a straight slant on the news there. And he was talking yesterday about how much President Trump has done for the evangelical community. No president ever has done what he's done. And no president ever has done what he's done for Israel. I heard when I was in Israel, I met Ambassador Friedman. you can see some pictures I had taken with him. I think they posted them with my blog. And I heard him say, a frog wants to get in here. Excuse me. I heard him say, no president ever has done for Israel what President Donald John Trump has done. But yesterday, when I listened to Pat Robertson, he was making the suggestion that perhaps President Trump should or could tone down on his tweets. He particularly had said mentioned something that he had said about Rex Tillerson. And whether or not you agree with Tillerson, some of the wordage. But I don't know. I don't know what to do, but I do know that God put this man in the presidency. And if you have read my book, first of all, and The Awakenings, you know that I knew Donald Trump was going to be elected president before he was elected president because of an open-eyed vision a former Muslim friend had had. Now, God visits that man. I call him Max. He's been invited to be on Hannity's program because of his being a former Muslim and certain things. He's praying, and let's do pray for him. He doesn't know whether to do it or not because Max told me by phone, he said, if I do it, it could open me up to, he already has death threats, but maybe more powerful death threats, ones that could, so he has to hear from God. We talked on the telephone, and I said, Max, I know you hear from God. So if I were you, I would say to God, unless you make me know it, I'm not going to go on the Hannity program. But if you make me know it, then I'll go. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, with all these folks on this telephone call, I know Max, and I know his family, and I know he's telling the truth. And you have appeared to him, Jesus. You have appeared to him in open-eyed visions. There's no reason for Max not to know for sure whether or not to go on the Hannity program. And Father, we agreed yesterday, and I, or day before, and I told to Max, what I would say to you and what I would say to the Father is, unless you make it known to me like you have in some of these other things, I'm not going to go. So I ask you, Father, in the name above all names, I ask you, Lord and Savior, head of the church, I ask you, Spirit of the living God, to make Max know beyond a shadow of a doubt by one of these very real manifestations of yourself to him. Keep him safe. Now, what I want to go back to on what we're talking about is that about a week ago, Max did have a manifestation of the Lord, and it had to do with President Trump and the efforts to impeach him. And the Lord said, my people have to pray. We have to pray. We need this president. God gave him to us. He gave him to us for his... He gave him... The Lord said to Max when he appeared in that open-eye vision, I am placing him in office. I want to bless the United States. I want to bless Israel. I want to bless Jerusalem. And I can do it through him. And folks, it's happened. It has happened. Our economy is blessed. The church is blessed. Israel is blessed. He's done it through him. Now, Father, in the name above all names, we're here very representative, Lord. Very representative. Our neighbors to the north who love Israel, lift up their hearts and voices from Canada. And we lift them up from all across the United States of America, even our capital city. And we're asking you, Holy Father, we are praying. We're praying about this horrible spirit of division that has come. And hatred, oh Lord, we want to be the United States of America. We want, dear Father, in the name above all names. We want to have our politicians, Father. We want those that would put our country above their own party. We want you to move on the hearts of Democrats. I know that we're like my grandmother and some of those who Father had the United States above. Where are those Democrats, Lord, that surely cannot believe in some of the things that are put forth through that party today? Holy Father, we lift them up. We know there are many among them that are your children. We lift up the Republicans, Father. We know you don't see Democrats and Republicans. But, Father, you see your own, and I know your own are there on both places. Oh, dear Father, we pray for the coming forth in our leadership of godly values. Oh, halamarite son delivato, in the name above all names, and with the precious blood against, we come out against you evil forces. You evil forces that would bring division. You evil forces, ilabrasote de mekara, rising up in either party, rising up outside of any parties, rising up in this country to do harm and to do evil. In the name above all names, we're sitting here. We've got someone in Washington, D.C., and all of us, Lord, who are from the United States. Ilibrasote le maratashka. In the name above all names, we say cease and desist in your maneuvers against our president, against our administrative offices, against our legislative, against our judicial. From Washington, D.C., down to Branson, Missouri, down to wherever these folks live who are on this line, we speak to the heavenlies to clear in Jesus' name. We speak to you to back up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Folks, I have found myself in praying for our president, Donald John Trump. I found myself in saying, Lord, I join his mother's prayers. I don't know what she prayed, but I know about the woman because I found about her, and I found out about how she, the awakening that took place on the island in the Hebrides, Lewis Island, where she was brought up, and how it was bound to have affected her. And I wrote about this in my book, First of All, and the Awakenings. And I'd like to offer that book today for $10. I'd like you to read about his mother and the awakening that she was a product of, and the awakenings that our nation has known. You can call our toll-free number, 1-800-972-3447, and order First of All and the Awakenings for $10 plus shipping. 1-800-972-3447. I'd like you all to read that, because we need an awakening in the United States of America like we've had before. When I think about, and you know that we went to the Kavanaugh, we went to sit in the gallery during the Kavanaugh vote, the Senate gallery, and we saw so many lost souls in mob march, and what it will take to reach them is an awakening. The awakenings that you can read about in my book, and you can read about in many places, in the United States of America, a Harvard professor wrote said in one of his lectures, without understanding the Great Awakening, you cannot understand the verbiage, you cannot understand the hearts of our patriots. And that's why you from Danbury, I'm so glad you're on here, Connecticut, and you others from the 13 original colonies, we have to have an awakening. We have to have something that sweeps our streets, that, like in Jonathan Edwards' church, knocks them off the church pews. Even when the into the floor, even when Jonathan Edwards was reading his sermons that were, they said he spoke in a monotone. But God moved in answer to their prayers. Every awakening was an answer to prayer. And you're the prayers. You're on this line because you're a prayer. Oh, God, we pray for an awakening to sweep the United States, to sweep Canada. We pray for an outpouring of the Spirit. As one writer in Northern Ireland said, they had an awakening. He said the difference between a revival and an awakening is a revival affects God's people, His church, adds to it and affects the members of it, revives them. But an awakening affects the whole culture, the whole society. And that's what happened. We've known it in the United States. I believe with all my heart, Heavenly Father, that the United States of America has a destiny and we can reach it. But we can't reach it without you. And we can't reach it without an awakening. I pray for an awakening in the White House. I pray for an awakening in every branch of government. But I pray for an awakening in the streets. And in the name of the Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, for it is written, it's not by might, it's not by the power of an army, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Holy Spirit. There is a Christmas spirit. People recognize it. People behave differently. And I'm going to talk today about why we, I'm going to talk at noon prayer about why we celebrate Christmas on the 25th and it's not pagan. And Lord, people are kinder at this time. I pray for that Holy Spirit to sweep this nation, sweep Canada, even during the time when we remember our Lord, who had walked up and down through eternity, entering this earth in the body of a baby, so that he could travel the path men travel on his way to redeeming our souls. We're so thankful for Jesus. We're so thankful for the great plan of redemption that you planned and sent him to consummate. Lord, I pray for your blessings upon this people. I don't know what the White House call is right now, but I'm going to sign off, folks, and go to it. It starts in 5 minutes. And I want to sign on, make sure I'm on the line. But may all of you know God's richest and best this Christmas season. Shalom, shalom.